Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are sponsored by the law firm Condori & Murad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Welcome back to Grant and Danny. Tomorrow we're out and about for a field trip Friday.
We will be at Craft House. We love that spot right there in Fairfax. We've been there a few different times. It's been different circumstances. Once it was like getting ready for playoffs and a whole bunch of things. There was a thunder snow at one point. This is just regular good old fellowship. Come on by for a happy hour. They got unbelievable numbers of beers. I'm told they're very, very good. And all sorts of food stuff that I have consumed, which I can guarantee you is good.
See you guys at 2 o'clock, Craft House Fairfax, tomorrow. Let's get you ready for Week 15, our confidence points picks to end the show in just a bit. But let's go around the NFL. We'll start with Thursday Night Football. Falcons, Bucks tonight. Kirk Cousins, the call for Atlanta. He has supplanted Michael Penix, who, of course, lost for the season due to injury as the Falcons starter. Coming off of a rough one, that offense managed just 9 points against Seattle. Wonder if this is the end of the road for Kirk Cousins. He could leave Atlanta when he gets released at the end of the year and latch on somewhere else and start, but do you want to move the whole families? Had the Achilles injury and the shoulder injury last year. You wonder what kind of physical situation he's in, approaching 40 years old now. But he's got a month of football ahead of him to start for Atlanta, to either play well and get some opportunities or maybe, you know, wind it down. Meanwhile, they're taking on the Bucs. They're the more interesting team here at 7-6. They're tied for the division lead with the Carolina Panthers. This is a gotta-have-it spot for Tampa Bay at home, 5.5-point favorites over Atlanta. You lose this game, you probably just don't deserve to make the playoffs.
I think that's what it is, because what are we really talking about? If you can't muster anything against Atlanta, and two against Carolina, but against Miami, which is their last four games of the year, talking about Tampa Bay, all, you know, a couple of the road games, but it's all close road games. You're not changing time zones. If you can't beat and have a nice record against these three teams, what are we really talking about?
Look at their last five games.
Yeah.
They got blown out a couple of times, but they've lost to the Patriots, the Bills, the Rams by 27. They beat the Cardinals in a squeaker, barely beat the Cardinals, and then they lost to the Saints last week. So if you lose to Atlanta tonight, you have lost five of your last six, three times to teams you had no business losing to if you're a playoff team.
So go back pre-bye week. You lose to the Lions. If I just tell you on paper, you lose to the Lions, Patriots, Bills, and Rams. There's no shame in that. Those are four really, really good teams. How they lost matters. That Saints loss? Uh-oh. Tampa's taking on water. Mike Evans is back, though.
Mike Evans is back tonight. That should help them. Emeka Egbuka is still going to be the guy. They funnel things through in the passing game. They've got Chris Godwin back, so They're mostly at full strength. Baker Mayfield has just played bad ball over the last few weeks. I think he's still playing through some pain from the injury he suffered. The Browns are in Chicago to take on the Bears at Soldier Field. 1 o'clock kick this weekend. Shedeur Sanders looked pretty good in a win over the loss, but it should have been a win. Over the Tennessee Titans, 31-29. They lose that game on the two-point conversion. He ends up throwing for 364 yards and three touchdowns in his coming out party. Pretty good performance that you think he could maybe build on. Also ran for 29 yards and a touchdown in that game. Now, it's the Tennessee Titans who are horrible. Mm-hmm. So I want you to stack some pennies here. You got a Chicago defense, not very good, but they will turn you over. Can you string a couple decent outings together? We'll see. Bears, 9-4, need it. Chicago lost to the Green Bay Packers. Had a chance to tie the game. Caleb Williams throws a pick in the red zone. They got Green Bay coming up after this. This could be a letdown situation.
Yeah,
so, Packers, Browns, Packers, they better buckle up here at 9-4.
Yeah, you said it. Browns, Packers, Niners, Lions. Easiest on your schedule is this bad Cleveland team. Now, Cleveland's frisky. They got a little life now with Sanders. They're not any good. That defense can cause some problems. You know what Myles Garrett's up to. But this is a game that Chicago quite simply has to have.
Ravens, Bengals, and Cincinnati. Both of these teams, really disappointing performances last week. Baltimore lost a second straight game. The division was right there in their grasp. They go out and lose to the Steelers 27-22. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Bengals had gotten back in the conversation, had to win out. They played a much more difficult opponent in the Buffalo Bills and gave up 39 because that defense is terrible. Bengals hoping for four straight wins and to somehow get in miraculously at 8-9 if the Ravens and the Steelers keep dropping the ball. Baltimore, we could look at the permutations and how they get in and how they get to 11-7 or 10-7. They might. They could win their next four. But they're just not that good. And yep. I've been saying this for weeks. When they were beating the Jets, when they were beating the Browns, when they were beating the Vikings, even during that winning streak post-bye, it's never impressive. Lamar's not playing well. If they get in, they're cannon fodder. They're just not good.
Yeah, good teams play good at some point, and they haven't. Now, in years past, they'd win 13, 14 games, and they'd have a couple of those games where you go, what the hell's the matter with this group? How are you losing like this, or how are you playing this poorly? This has now been more of those than their play well games. There's something rotten there. I don't know what it is.
Cardinals 3-10, Texans 8-5, and Houston. Texans suddenly the best defense on planet Earth. Winners of five in a row. You don't want to play the Houston Texans. Unfortunately, for Jacoby Brissett, who's got the reins for the rest of this season for Arizona, he's now got to deal with them. The Cardinals, by the way, have been frisky. They almost beat the Bucs a couple of weeks ago. They played within a field goal of Jacksonville the week before that. It all came crashing down last week in a 28-point loss against the Rams. Jonathan Gannon's probably getting fired. They've only won once since week two. I mean, who on earth would keep a coach if you've only won once since week two?
Am I right? Houston is hot right now. I've only scored more than 23 points once over this stretch, which is below the league average, but it doesn't matter because that defense is like a vice grip at this point. They are imposing their will on people. They are winning a little bit ugly, but it's against good teams. They play, they got a little bit of reprieve here where you go Cardinals, Raiders back to back. You hope for no letdowns, but we could look up and see easily an 11-win team when we left them for dead at 3-5 a few weeks back.
I don't understand this betting line. Someone's going to have to explain it to me. The Jets are 3-10, and I know they're not good. They're 13.5-point underdogs to the 9-4 Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes, the Jags have won four straight. Jacksonville, like a team that blows people out all of a sudden? I know they beat Indianapolis by 17.
Last 2 weeks they did, but I still don't trust that that's a thing now.
Daniel Jones' leg exploded on him.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat the Titans by 22. Most teams, unless you're the Browns, beat the Titans by 22. I don't know. I will never, ever, ever pick the Jags as double-digit point favorites to cover. This season, with this group, no chance.
Yeah, I don't trust them. Now, three of the last 4 weeks, they have won by more than this amount. I am not putting any money on the Jags, to do anything. And also, I can't trust the Jets to do anything. That's one of those games I'm not touching with your money.
Chargers 9-4, Chiefs 6-7, Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. 1 o'clock kick in the AFC West. The Chiefs have to win out and get help. They are very, very unlikely to make the playoffs. But if they can run the table, Chargers, Titans, Broncos, Raiders, they could possibly squeak in as a wild card. The tiebreakers for them are really, really bad, though. Meanwhile, the Chargers, give them credit. Everyone thought they'd beat the Raiders. Nobody thought they'd beat the Eagles. They did. They win consecutive games. They've won five of their last six despite all their injuries. It's almost like Jim Harbaugh's a good coach or something. They are 9-4. Let's say they lose to Kansas City. Tough schedule, though. Dallas, then the Texans, then the Broncos. I'm not sure anybody in the league has a harder remaining four than them. They're not going to lose out, but I could see them going 10-7, more likely probably an 11-6 wild card.
Yeah, if the Chiefs run the table and finish 10-7, they're not guaranteed to get in. They still need some help. Now, it helps that a couple of these games are against division rivals there. So
I'd go as far as to say, by the way, not only would they need, like, they would be very unlikely to get in still.
Yeah.
They have a 14% chance to make the playoffs. Look at their tiebreakers with the AFC wild card-esque teams for Kansas City. Head-to-head, they lost to the Chargers already, right. So they would have to...
So you'd have to even that up there with this week.
That. Mm-hmm. They've lost to the Jaguars, who they might compete with for a wild card.
Yep.
They lost to the... there's another AFC one. The Bills, who are another team right now, who's a wild card. That's they're 1-4 in wild card games.
Just for, like for that, yeah. So if they beat the Chargers, they have to hope that the Jags win the division, and even then, it's kind of a mess, because I think they lost to Houston just this past week. So there's no great path for them. They need a lot of help. It's one of those... Used to be with the then Redskins, where you'd go, okay, three teams need the tie, two teams have to get rained out, and you know you still have to burn incense somewhere. It is not a great path, and they're not good. They're 1-4 in their last five.
You talking about the good old days when Washington was in the hunt graphic?
Remember
in December?
That? Yeah, at the bottom of the graphic, but in the graphic,
they are the best 6-7 team ever. But it doesn't matter,
right?
It just doesn't. Bills are really good. You lose to them, or they're not actually that good, but they're a solid team. You don't want to play the Broncos right now. They lost to them. Dallas on Thanksgiving, they want that one back, but that's a great offense. And then the Texans game. You played the best offense in the league, the best defense in the league in consecutive weeks, and otherwise you played two really good teams in that stretch. I mentioned the Bills. They're 9-4. They have a very slim but still possible chance, a path to winning their division. It starts with beating New England on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Foxborough. Patriots off of a bye, 11-2. They beat the Bills once. What are people going to say if the Patriots beat the Bills again?
Yeah, then what?
At some point, you got to give them a little credit. I know their schedule's been pretty soft for the most part, but if you beat the Bills twice with the win over Tampa Bay that they had as well, they're 3-3 in terms of playing against, when they played Tampa Bay, the playoff caliber teams on their schedule. And they sweep Buffalo, and they win the division. They'll have earned it, man.
Yeah.
Sorry about everyone getting bothered. If they beat the Bills two times, and they're 12-2, they're good.
Yeah, ripped off 10 straight. Started 1-2. Remember, they lost to the Raiders in week number one in a game that counts less than possible at this stage, right? Just because of how weird week one was, and that's probably the weirdest result given what's happened since. And they looked pretty pedestrian through 3 weeks, and then they started woodshedding people. To your point, if you beat Josh Allen twice, I think the Bills are flawed. It's Josh Allen and a band of misfits. But you do that still, what else can people say? All you've done is go 12-2 against the competition that was on your schedule. That's better than most teams would do.
Flip side of this, if the Bills get a big-time performance from Josh Allen and win, now division championship run back on, and Allen closes the gap in the MVP race. Could be the Undertaker.
Yeah, there you go.
He gets back up out of the casket, and he's still alive.
Because they got Patriots this weekend, talking about the Bills, at Cleveland, Philly, which Philly will need that one, and then the Jets to close the season out. The Bills are very much in play still for that division if they win this weekend.
Yeah, they would be 13-4 if they win out. They would still need the Patriots to lose another game, and then I'd have to look at the tiebreakers beyond. Head-to-head would be 1-1.
Yep.
But now you'd be back in the mix. All right, let's go to the Commanders and the Giants, 1 o'clock kick. We've talked about it throughout the week on the show. Washington's 3-10, New York's 2-11. My favorite thing about this game is seeing how this Commanders team is going to defend Jackson Dart. I do think they're going to get takeaways this week, people. I know that sounds crazy.
What?
8 of 13 games this season, they don't have a single takeaway. I'm a Jackson Dart guy. I think he'll have a solid career. I'm interested in him as a prospect. But boy, does he give you a chance to get your hands on the ball. Fumbles and interceptions. I'm calling... This is going to be insane. Listen up.
What?
Two takeaways for this defense.
Grant, stop it.
Two.
Stop it.
It's going to happen.
I've got none because they don't force turnovers, even in games they should force turnovers, like against Minnesota, for example, and someone as terrible as J.J. McCarthy, a guy that their own fans were stunned hadn't turned the ball over multiple times. But it would be more fun, frankly, if they force some turnovers in New York and we get to hear some boos and things like that. But yeah, these are two bad teams. One has a little bit of juice and excitement because they've got Jackson Dart and their running back of the future, who's, of course, on injured reserve. But there's a little bit of excitement there. in New York, there's a lot more disappointment here in D.C. because I think they know in New York, probably new GM, you know, they're on a coaching search. There's like, okay, let's start this new thing. We started our new thing last year, and now we're not sure if we have the right thing.
425 kick, Lions-Rams. These two teams will forever be linked because of the swap of Stafford and Goff. We've seen them play in the postseason. 8-5 Detroit has to keep winning if they're going to make the playoffs. They have the Steelers, Vikings, and Bears in the 3 weeks after this. Does feel kind of like a collision course between the Lions and the Bears for that Week 18 outdoor Soldier Field game to get into the postseason, which would be a blast. But the Lions got to win some football games first. 8-5, can't fall to 8-6, playing the Rams as underdogs in L.A. in this game. 10-3, L.A., by the way, needs it because the Seahawks have the Colts.
Breathing down their neck, yeah.
Playing. They have the same record. So if the Seahawks beat the Rams, then they'll go into next week's game with L.A. in first place in the division. That Rams loss to the Panthers is a killer for them.
Yes, it is. And when you're up at the top like that and it's crowded, you can't afford to slip up. And there you go for the Rams. But looking at Detroit, they're so banged up. It just feels like they're not, they don't quite have enough horses to counterpunch like they've had in the last couple of years. Last year, they won 15 games. Just seems crazy that they're now fighting for a playoff spot and they got to go through a really good Rams team on the road.
They're doing what good teams do when they're banged up. You see this with the Colts. You see this with the Niners, a couple 8-5s and a 9-4. You're not the same. You're going to lose some games you wouldn't have.
Right.
But you compete your butt off.
What's that word?
And you occasionally win.
What's the word? It starts with a C, would you say?
Compete your butt off. But sometimes you win.
Let me write that down. Hold on.
We will get deeper into some of the matchups to round out the weekend tomorrow on a Football Friday. But it is time to figure out the standings for our confidence points picks. Updated standings won't reveal what I want them to, because Pete Carroll can kiss my butt. Having said that, Darius, how do the standings look?
The standings look like this. They have me, yours truly, in first place with 44 points. Toby and Ryan are actually tied for second place with 42 points. And Danny and Grant are tied for last place with 37 points.
Also known as third place.
Technically, it's fourth place because there's two people tied for second. So technically, it's fourth.
To give you an idea how terrible I am at this, I have a winning record, and I can't catch Darius mathematically. Like, I'm one game worse. Darius and I have the exact same record. I'm 7 points worse.
You're always so obsessed with the record.
I'm so important.
It's not called confidence point records. That said, you are not mathematically eliminated.
I mean, so, I'm joking about that.
Yeah, you're just fine. You're a good week away from being right back in the mix. But hopefully, don't bet on Pete Carroll because he will make you sit on a stake. That's what he'll do in a 4 o'clock window game. Gosh, how did that happen? The Denver Broncos, what a bad beat. All right, 3-point plays around the horn we go. We'll start with the first place club coached by Darius Stammer.
All right, my 3-point play will be the LA Chargers, +5.5. They are going to Kansas City for the second matchup with that team. Kansas City, I know they're going to have some fight left in them, even though they're pretty much out of this entire thing. I do think the Chargers probably end up losing this game, but I can see them keeping within that +5.5.
Never feel great about picking this team, but the Carolina Panthers, I think, might be decent this year. Give me Carolina -2.5 against New Orleans. They just lost them in Week 10, 17-7, but it's not going to happen twice. Carolina wins by at least a field goal.
I've got the Packers -2.5 going against the Broncos. I think Jordan Love's playing at an MVP level. Their defense is incredible. I'm not too sold on Bo Nix. I think he kind of gets exposed against this defense, so I like the Packers winning big.
San Francisco has Tennessee. Tennessee is not winning two straight games. San Francisco needs it. They win by double digits. Give me San Francisco -12.5.
12.5, big numbies.
Big old spread.
I'm going to go Bills -1.5 over the New England Patriots with my 3-point play. I think Buffalo has to have it. I mean, this is a division on the line kind of day for them. They are hungry. Also, I saw that the vast majority of the public at like a 72% clip or something is taking New England in points. So it's a smell test spot for me, Danny.
Oh.
This is a smell test.
This is a full smell test?
Absolutely.
Let me talk to Church. Let me say this.
Bills -1.5.
2-point play. I am taking my Houston Texans to cover -9.5. Over the Arizona Cardinals. I think the Texans are absolutely rolling, if it isn't obvious. I think the Cardinals are coming in at a bad time to see this team. That Texans defense is going to keep Arizona off the board while the offense uses this as a get-right game so they can get warmed up to take this AFC South.
I don't feel too bad rolling with Dad since he's in first place. I'm going to take his three-point play and make it my two-point play. Chargers plus 5.5 against KC. Generally, Kansas City crushes the AFC West, but this year is not like usual years for Kansas City. The Chargers, I don't know if they'll outright win, but they'll keep it within 5.5.
I'm actually rolling with Danny on this one. I've got the Niners minus 12.5. I mean, the Titans are coming off a win in Cleveland. I think there is no chance Tennessee bounces back again this week. They're going to get destroyed.
The Colts are starting either a 44-year-old guy off his couch from 5 years ago or a dude that they signed, a 45-year-old starting off his couch a few years ago because he wasn't very good either. The Colts are going to lose by a lot. The Seahawks are awesome. It's a big spread, 13.5. Seahawks roll.
A lot of points.
Big points.
Danny's going heavy numbies this week. I've got the Rams laying 5.5 against the Detroit Lions. I think they win this game by a tutty. You mentioned all the injuries Detroit's dealing with.
Yep.
I like the Rams as one of the three or four best teams in the league. And 2 weeks ago, they stubbed their toe against Carolina. You saw them come out and hang a 45 spot on Arizona. I think that kind of got them dialed back in at a time they need to. Plus, they're not going to call off the dogs. When you got Matt Stafford competing for effectively, like, it's the Heisman fourth quarter. Like, let's go get him another touchdown. Let's go get him another one. And it's the Lions with Jared Goff. Come on, man. You know they're going to do everything they can to pour it on. Rams minus 5.5.
My one-point play, Denver just keeps doing the daggone thing. I'm not going to bet against Denver at this point right now. They're going to make this game close. This game's going to be close because their defense is so good, even though their offense stinks. And this game's going to go now to the wire, and then all of a sudden their offense is going to wake up in the fourth quarter. Bo Nix is going to put up two touchdowns, and then boom. It's somehow a 10-point game. Denver plus 2.5 over Green Bay. Should be a good game, but I think Denver will squeak it out.
How about a gross Monday night football game? Pittsburgh going on the road to Miami. Give me Pittsburgh minus 3. It doesn't seem like Miami should be just one game behind Pittsburgh with the way their seasons have gone, but Pittsburgh has a real chance to win the division with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think there's any way they don't win by at least a field goal. So give me Pittsburgh minus 3.
Grant and Danny, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
That's life without Jared Goff. I've got the Lions plus 5.5 against the Rams. Listen, Matthew Stafford chokes every time he plays Jared Goff. I would too. That's just how it is when you have to have your cup of coffee in the morning. So yes, I think the Lions roll the Rams, and Danny and I will have a cup of coffee on Monday to celebrate.
A little bit of Goff.
He said it was cold outside.
Yeah, but they're playing in the dome in LA, right?
No, I'm just saying outside,
like,
here.
Like, as in when Jared Goff's incapable of completing passes. Cold, you said?
No, as in like when Matthew Stafford couldn't score more than 10 points against the Lions in Detroit in last year's playoff game. Or 2 years ago, sorry.
Well, they scored 23, and he threw for 367 yards and two touchdowns.
And lost the game.
He threw for 370 in a pair. So.
And lost.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He was the better quarterback in the game
and lost.
When my 7-year-old was just a little kid, learned how to talk, and he would see a mess, right? He would come into the room, and he would go, Decimal one broken. What? So he would say, that's another one that's broken. So, but he, you know, he, in his little 2-year-old way, you know, sure, what I'm talking about? So what he's saying is, hey, that's broken. So he would look at something and go, Decimal one broken. He's pointing at the Ravens. Decimal one broken. Cincinnati plus 2.5.
Oh, we're going Bengals over the Ravens, are we, Danny? Tommy Likey, Tommy want wingy. 1-point play for me. I'm going to roll with the Green Bay Packers covering and beating the Denver Broncos. That line, 2.5, I think it is, in that game.
It is indeed.
I like the Packers by a field goal there. Denver's charmed existence out of the bye comes to a screeching halt. And they do have wins over Washington and Vegas very narrowly here. The Vegas win, as we all know, not that narrow. Just looks like it on paper.
It looks more narrow, yeah.
Damn them. But that's okay. I'm going back to the... Just to kick them in the ribs after last week, I'm going to say that Green Bay covers that number. So there you go. Our confidence points picks. We'll update you next Thursday ahead of Thursday Night Football. Keep it here for a conversation on the Caps and the Canes. Hockey looms on the Fan. For Darris, Ryan, and Toby, Grant and Danny saying so long and thanks for listening. Remember, tomorrow we're in Fairfax Corner, Craft House Fairfax on Palace Way from 2 to 6:30.
Thank you for coming.
This update is brought to you by Downtown DC Holiday Market. In the NFL, Jaden Daniels is going to be out on Sunday for the Commanders. Taking a look at today's injury report, Jonathan Jones, Bobby Wagner both didn't practice. Drake Jackson and Chris Rodriguez were upgrades from DNPs yesterday to limited participants today. The Ravens signed defensive tackle Travis Jones to a 3-year extension worth $40.5 million. Steelers edge rusher T.J. Watt went to a local hospital for evaluation on his lung after experiencing discomfort while getting treatment at the facility yesterday. The Bengals placed edge rusher Trey Hendrickson on injured reserve tonight. Thursday Night Football kicks off Week 15. Falcons and Buccaneers. For the Falcons, they'll be without Drake London. For the Buccaneers, they're getting back Mike Evans tonight. Baseball, former Padres closer Robert Suarez is signing with the Braves, 3 years, $45 million. Hockey tonight, the Capitals in action, taking on the Hurricanes at Capital One Arena, 7 o'clock puck drop, 6:45 pregame right here on The Fan. It's back, D.C. The Downtown Holiday Market runs November 21st to December 23rd, noon to 8 daily. Shop local, grab treats, and feel the holiday magic between 7th and 9th Streets Northwest, downtowndchholidaymarket.com. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.